With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And during the month of May, Sam's Club has a special offer, active and former members of the U.S. military and their families. Join or renew and receive both a $15 gift card and free groceries, including free rotisserie chicken, 5-cheese macaroni, and gourmet cookies. Don't miss out. Offer ends May 31st. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before start? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
To your left, you'll notice Mesopotamia's indigenous cultures. And to your right, the food court, serving up gourmet hot dogs and an assortment of cold beverages.
Bored with your weekends? Add a little excitement to your life at Arlington International Racecourse. World-class horse racing and premier entertainment. Arlington provides an engaging experience you can't find anywhere else. Make us part of your Memorial Day weekend plans. Visit arlingtonpark.com for tickets. Bet on fun.
Tonight.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
4 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. The puck drops just hours from now. The Blackhawks and Ducks getting set for Game 2 of the Western Conference Final. Anaheim leading the series following their Sunday afternoon 4-1 victory. Tonight, the Hawks hoping to even it up and may make a change on defense. Kyle Komiski likely to replace David Rundblad on that third pairing. Meantime, Patriots owner Robert Kraft doesn't like it, but he has decided not to take action against the NFL in the wake of the punishment handed to his franchise.
I think I made it clear when the report came out that I didn't think it was fair. There was no hard evidence, and everything was circumstantial. And at the same time, when the discipline came out, I felt it was way over the top, as it was unreasonable and unprecedented.
The Pats were fined $1 million, lost 2 draft picks. Tom Brady also given a 4-game suspension, which he is still appealing. Also, Florida State has officially added Everett Golson, quarterback transferred from Notre Dame. Baseball now, Avi Garcia left last night's game with some right knee soreness, but that won't cost him tonight. He'll play and bat fifth when the White Sox host the Indians. Sox going for their 7th straight win. Pregame on The Score is at 6:35. Cubs won't have that 3 catchers on the roster problem anymore. Team dealt Wellington Castillo to the Mariners for reliever Yoervis Medina, who reports to AAA Iowa. Cubs visit the Padres tonight. Hoops now, the NBA's Western Conference Finals begin with the Warriors hosting the Rockets. Also, the draft lottery this evening, the Timberwolves and the Knicks with the best chances to land the #1 pick in June. And the University of Illinois in hot water again. Former women's basketball players accusing the program of verbal and emotional abuse, as well as making racist comments. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. And Blackhawks playoff coverage on The Score brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score is tonight at 6:35. Sox take on the Indians on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
White Sox are back to 500, and I agree with Jason. I like when they play bad teams.
I am a Die Sox White fan.
Downtown Mike on The Score.
Yeah, Dan, you mentioned earlier about Reinsdorf doesn't interfere hiring the coaches or
no,
managers.
No, it's not what I said.
Yeah, go ahead, what'd you say?
Yeah, go ahead, what'd you say? It's very tough.
Wow.
Tanny even gave that one the, oh!
Oh!
Oh,
I agree with this guy completely, but you can't say
yes,
that.
Yes, of course we all do.
The guy was on, hold for 25 minutes, too.
He waited for 2 hours to make that call.
Robin is on the score.
Hey, thanks for having me. First time caller. LaSox is coming back to 500 after our slow start. Robertson, he's been impressive, and I now have a giant man crush on the guy.
Okay,
well, thank you for that. Whatever that was.
Does he know what show he's calling?
White Sox Nation today has looked damn stupid. Stop looking stupid.
As a lifelong White Sox fan, when we make mistakes, we admit them.
I want both the White Sox callers today to follow Josh Donaldson's advice today.
And now Donaldson looking over into the Angel dugout.
Oh, boy.
Hope my girls aren't listening.
Bad day for Sox fans.
I know there's some smart White Sox fans. I don't run into many of them, but I would say I know they're out there. So for the love of God, if you want to call and talk White Sox, call. We're fine with that.
Thanks, Ted. Sanchez does it, and this ball game is over.
And the White Sox have won 6 in a row.
What's going on with the White Sox? Are they hot or what?
Boers and Bernstein.
Hunt and Pecker.
Chicago Thank Sports you, Radio 670. The Score.
Oh, man. 404 Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Boers and Bernstein talking to you at 312-644-6767. White Sox are hot. What about, are they hot or what? Yes. Yes, they are.
Indeed, they are. They've gotten rid of some of the stupid and bad and replaced it with a little bit more of the competent and good. The starting pitching looks a little bit better, and the collar loosens a little bit, and you can breathe a little bit easier. And maybe this is what they say. You know, you play well enough to get back to level, and from there you say, okay, all right, this is maybe we're – This you'd like them to think that they are this team rather than what they were to start the season. The truth is they're probably somewhere in between, that there's some combination of the two, that you're never as good as you think you are during your hot streaks. You're not as bad as you probably feel you are during your cold streak. So let's just see where it settles.
I can tell you this right now, and I meant to mention this yesterday. I didn't get to it, but, you know, back in the day when I was covering the NBA, one of the first drafts I covered was the 84 draft.
Mm-hmm.
And I have felt ever since then that draft was fixed, that the no matter what happened that day, the New York Knicks were going to get Patrick Ewing. It was the first NBA lottery, and it was a big deal, and it was craziness and silliness. But I know it to be true, and I felt it was true, and I felt they either did something to the envelope or put it in some way, shape, or form so that by feel you could tell which envelope it was, right? And this is a quote now here. And this from a guy that I consulted often. And he might even mention this to me. And I can't remember where I got the idea first before it ever happened. But others took it a step further. Stan Kasten, then the general manager of the Hawks, yes, he was, recalls attending a college tournament in Hawaii a few months before the lottery. I was sitting with a couple of NBA guys, says Kasten, and I remember one high-ranking team executive, who I will not name, was 1,000,000% convinced of what was going to happen. He's going to the Knicks, he just kept saying. He's going to the Knicks. Ewing is going to the Knicks. It's all arranged. Kasten pauses, chuckles. I didn't believe him at the time. I did. 100% did. If you watch that whole thing, how they did it, because no big deal then. But I still, you know, there's some fun in sports about conspiracy theories and so forth, and just in life in general, right? A lot of people have them. But there's no doubt it was dry ice or something that David Stern stayed away from it, and there it was, out last. It came down to the Knicks and the Pacers. Would you want to bet on the outcome of that?
I did not. Now they insist now that everything is computerized and they now, hired independent accounting firms to oversee it, etc.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not one for conspiracy theories. I know that you are convinced.
I am 100% convinced when I covered the league that I had enough people who told me that's what was going to happen, and it happened, and I am 100% convinced to this very minute that they did that. Remember, it wasn't the NBA. It was the NBA, but it really wasn't this NBA.
It's also not really a conspiracy. It's just a business fixing a dog and pony show.
Yeah, you fixed a dog and pony show. Okay.
It's not like you're faking a moon landing.
So you know,
there's plenty in your control there.
Get out of my moon landing, would you? Leave my moon landing alone.
In Northbrook, Joe is on WSCR.
Hello, boys. How you been?
Good.
good. Hey, real quick, Dan, it's a Bulls question, but back to Van Halen. You know, I totally agree with you. It's time to just this experiment with David Lee Roth. It's time to either put it to bed or just kill it and bring Sammy Hagar back.
Yeah, David Lee Roth's got to go. And the other thing is, too.
Got to go.
The other thing, Joe, is that based on people that I know, everybody loves Sammy Hagar, and everybody says that David Lee Roth is just a complete insufferable D-bag.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, too, man. It's, you know, and they're ripping people off by this tour they're taking because, again, it's just a bunch of Dave kind of ad-libbing, you know, lyrics and dancing around. Like, he can't dance. He can't kick. He looks like he's going to pull something, so... Awesome. Hey, real quick.
Again, so to speak.
Yeah. I'll get you back to what you guys are talking about. But the Bulls, are we headed for another dark period like the Tim Floyd years? I mean, did you guys see that happen?
No, not that bad.
Okay.
You're in NBA hell because that's really not NBA hell because you keep getting really high draft picks. You know, you could argue you'd rather have that. You'd be better off being really bad and having an opportunity to get some high picks. The Bulls aren't even there. The Bulls are just sort of going to be a softer version of whatever this was. I just see this sort of receding into a lesser version of this.
Gotcha.
I wish I could describe it better, but there's just not anything that they're going to do to put them back in the conversation now.
Okay.
No, it doesn't seem like.
Keep our fingers crossed. And again, go Hawks. Thanks, guys.
It doesn't appear to be as much they can do. So I mean, you never know, but I don't think so. And I don't even know if it makes any difference. I suppose you can do something if you're Cleveland, if Love takes a walk on you.
Yeah, but it doesn't change the Bulls situation. Look at the money. Look at the Rose money, the Noah money, what you're going to pay Butler. It's just all ill-fitting right now without any help on the way. Unless your guy, Dougie McBuckets, is an absolute revelation. Unless we're saying, holy crap.
A shooting fool. How about a shooting fool coming your way?
Unless he's that, or unless Tony Snell magically graduates into something better than what he is. If Schuster's right and Mirotić becomes an all-star, and whatever we saw during the playoffs was just an unfortunate aberration, then maybe there's something there. But I'm just doubtful this can become anything. They were grindy, grindy, grindy defense, and they got nothing out of it.
Yeah, rise to the level of winning the East is I think that has slipped away.
And the East sucks.
Yeah, but I think it slipped away anyway.
I do too.
Yeah, I think that. Mike in ship has sailed.
Lincolnwood, you're on the score.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sorry,
why
we bothered you.
No. I don't know why I always feel that I gotta call and say some things in defense of the White Sox when I hear you guys constantly ripping them down. I'll just tell you a few things.
Wait, hold on a second.
When did we rip them down?
You don't even hear it.
Who's ripping them down?
We rip them down.
You do.
Who? I mean, you have to say exactly what was said.
Well, here, let me give you an example. Okay, like yesterday you said you like it when the Sox play the bad teams. Well,
I do, because bad teams are bad. You're more likely to get a win.
All right, but listen to me. Do you like it when they just, the last time they played Detroit, they took 2 out of 3
Yes, you're missing the point. I like when the team that I want to win is playing a bad team because they're more likely to win.
Right. Okay. But you know what? They're a good team. I'm not saying they're going to win the division. They got a chance to be a contender.
Why do you feel? Wait, hold on a second. Why do you feel compelled to defend them from a perfectly valid opinion? What's your deal?
I'll tell you the story. Okay. Just listen.
Oh, guys. See, this is not going to end well. If you have to say listen.
No. Just listen.
No. If you say just listen one more time, I'm hanging up on you.
All right. You're a knowledgeable guy. I've been around, been following baseball since the 50s, okay. Just explain one thing to me so I can understand it. Maybe you can actually explain it to me and that would help me. Since I was born in 49, 65 years ago, the Cubs have been above 500 18 times.
This is nothing. We're not talking about the Cubs. Do not mention the Cubs.
You don't let me finish.
Because this has nothing to do
with
the Cubs.
Well, you want to compare the two. Why the White Sox don't get the attention?
This has nothing.
Is that where you're going?
Nothing to do with the Cubs.
That's not where you're going.
Don't be a meatball.
Answer one question for me.
No.
Why no matter what the White Sox do they not get their due in this town?
Oh, my God. You're a central casting meatball.
Oh, I am not. I'm absolute
central casting put upon bitter White Sox meatball. This is the worst of the worst.
Oh, you know what? That's ridiculous. I'm a very intelligent guy.
You don't sound like one. You don't sound like one. You sound like the same embittered, absolutely embittered, sour. You are the part of the White Sox nation that needs to go away and make room for the next generation.
Oh, brother. You know what?
Go away. I'm right here. You need to.
You don't know what you're talking about. You're an idiot.
Go away. Hang up.
Alcoholics don't get there doing this.
Well, he's half right. The minute you start something talking about the Cubs, you know where that's leading to. There.
It's the
doesn't matter how you get there, but that's how you get there. Why don't they get the attention?
Central casting for dumbass, embittered Sox fan, where it's not enough for him to like his own team. Just like your